What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to the Kane Show. This is the long-awaited episode 9. In this episode, I'll be doing the usual, giving you an update on my life. And this time around, at least according to the standards, I think people are tuning in according to, I've actually got some updates to give you. With discretion, of course, because I've got some updates in my life that actually involve people that aren't me, for once. And it's really refreshing. It's kind of nerve-wracking and a little scary. But I'm very, very happy to not only be here where I am physically, but I'm happy to be here where I'm at mentally and emotionally and spiritually. I feel like I'm in a place that is extremely familiar, yet alarmingly unfamiliar. And the result of that is a quite exciting and exhilarating form of anxiety. But I think it's a healthy one, a healthy form of anxiety. So, to rewind it back a little bit, I would say around the tail end of July, I decided to pack up everything I own and load up my car and drive from Philly to LA. But I decided in the days heading up to it, I was going to take the southern route this time, because when I had first driven across the country, Philly to LA, I did so with my older brother. And we took the northern route. So we went Pennsylvania into Ohio and then followed accordingly till we swooped down into LA through Nevada. This go around, I was like, all right, I'm going solo. I'm going to drive from Philly all the way down to Florida through, you know, Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, and then hit Florida. From there, I was going to hang out in Florida a bit, link with my Miami Fruit folks, see what shit I could get into. You know, I had a couple of prospects and things going on. I was going to collab with people on some content, on some music, on some whatever, sober fun. And then I was going to swoop back up, go through like the other side of Florida, go through Tampa, and then loop all the way through the south, drive through Texas, end up in LA. And I still would like to do that. And I'm still more than capable of doing that. But being that I left a lot open in my travels, I didn't set expectations on what I was going to be getting into when I finally got here. I found more than I could have bargained for, and it felt great. So, the first part of the trip where I'm going through, I'm leaving Philly at like, what, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, and I'm feeling euphoric as hell. It's feeling pretty emotional. I'm like, holy cow, I just loaded everything I own into my car, and I'm driving, I'm leaving, I'm finally leaving. I'm 27, I'm finally leaving. And it felt great. It ended up being a torrential downpour, a crazy storm. I had Frank Sinatra playing, and it felt really nice. It was real pretty. It was the whole nine, you know, leaving with some emotional music. Some empowering music going on, right? From there, I go into Delaware. And it was chill, it was cool, but I ended up taking a little more time than needed when it came to like pit stops and things. I made sure, and I made a commitment to make sure that along my travels, I was going to be stopping at the gym and keeping up with my workout regimen and routine. And I did all of that, and it was great. I worked out in Delaware. I tried to find a place to get fruit, because I had some dragon fruit with me. I stopped at a local Asian market off Roosevelt Boulevard to stock up on dragon fruits, and it was cool. I had a whole freezer full, like a cooler. But as it's nearing the night, I go live on TikTok around 8:30 to 9 p.m. Sometimes I'm later, but I go live damn near nightly. Up until recently, I had not missed a day, but I've been taking a little time off because of what I got going on now. It's nearing the night. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm like, all right, well, I said I was going to just sleep in the car. I'm real frugal and so not used to spending money that I actually have these days that I was like, all right, I'm going to sleep in the car and I'm going to go live from the car. So as the night was approaching, I'm realizing, holy shit, I'm going to have to actually do this. So I kept driving, and I ended up in Maryland. I got through Delaware, got into Maryland, and it was about 10 p.m. as I pull into Ocean City, Maryland. I'm driving around, I'm looking for a parking lot. All the parking lots are saying stuff like, oh, they tow if you're not staying at the hotel, yada, yada. I pull up into the parking spot in the back corner near the dumpsters. We got a whole bunch of hubbub going because I'm off the strip where, like, everybody's getting loaded and all. I believe it was Saturday? I don't even know. But it was a ruckus, you know what I mean? They were turning up. So I block out all the windows. I got these curtains off of Amazon, that like magnet on the top part of the window. I'm putting them up. Boop, 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 boop. I put up my screen, my for the windshield and all that, so like no light can get in and no light can get out. I set up a blanket canopied from like my back driver's side seat to my back passenger seat, so it blocks out the back window. And I just, you know, I had this little tray, this plastic tray that clips into the driver's, to the steering wheel. It's pretty lit, man. So I do that. I get the fruit. I got my spork and all that. Where's the spork at? Hold up. Yup. My little spork right here. I had that going. And I just sat there, man, and I went live. And, like, everybody gets on the live being like, damn, Kane, you're going live from the car. What, are you homeless? I'm like, dog, I don't expect people to live their whole life where they just pay attention to my damn content. But I'm like, dog, I posted a video saying that I was leaving, and it got a lot of damn likes. I'm like, I thought you'd be one of the people. I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, I'm going live from my car right now. I'm in Ocean City, Maryland. I don't know where the hell I am. Siri got my back. Thank you, GPS. But yeah, I'm going live from the car, and I'm eating some damn fruit. I'm giving y'all updates on my life that, according to social media, y'all like to tune into sometimes, and I'm grateful for it. But I'm going live from the car, and it was quite a mixed bag of reactions. But all together, man, people were mad supportive, and a lot of people were asking like my Cash App, my whole whoop with the Venmo, and I'm like, yo, like my name's Kane Kerner everywhere. If you got to put a hyphen in between Kane and Kerner, if you got to do whatever with the dollar sign, I'm Kane Kerner everywhere, and I appreciate all the love, you know. Because, like, I'm real frugal. I, even with all the kickback people been giving me, the support that people been giving me with the merch and all that, like, dog, I'm still not used to even being, like, okay to pay certain bills and to, like, take care of myself, you know? But anyway, I'm in the car doing my live, and it's great. It's going cool. But, like, I'm realizing, I'm like, dog, I'm gonna eat all this damn fruit. I'm gonna have to shit. Like, if you eat all this fruit, you are cleaning your colon 24/7. I'm giving y'all some inside scoop, okay? Take it from one of the pros. I do this. I eat fruit more than most people. If you eat this much fruit, or even half of what you see me eat, you will be pooping. You will be using the toilet more often than you normally have. And it's a good thing, But when you're going live from your car and you're from Philly, you're driving down to Florida, you're in Ocean City, Maryland, God knows where the fuck you're going to find a toilet. You ain't trying to pay for a hotel because hotel prices are like $160, $300 for a night. Come on, dog. You got to find a way to shit, dog. I am sitting there like, I'm going to have to squat behind this damn dumpster. I'm going to have to plastic bag it. I'll do what I got to do. I'll get down, you know. But I'm realizing, holy cow, I'm in a different place now. I'm heading towards the south. They got that southern hospitality. I'm going to find me a 24-hour place. I'm going to find a get. And then it hit me. I have a Planet Fitness membership. And Planet Fitness, far and large, is what? A 24-hour fitness. So I'm like, shit, all right, bet. I'm about to just go up to Planet Fitness, stroll in there like I'm working out. Boop. Nice to see y'all. Scan in. Go in there, drop a fucking bomb, dog. Like, straight up. A bomb diggity. So, yeah, I went into Planet Fitness around Ocean City, Maryland. Dropped a mean steamer. Dipped, you know. Trying to remember if I showered after or not, but yeah, you know, whatever, dog. Keep it pushing. Overall, like, the going through Maryland, going through Virginia through the night was beautiful, but spooky. Pretty damn spooky. By the time I'm getting to, like, the Outer Banks, because I was hugging the coast the whole way down, I'm realizing I'm dead tired, and, like, that whole hypomanic excitement, the thrill of packing up the car and leaving, starting to really show. Like, I realized I hadn't eaten much besides the fruit. I realized I had been driving for like over 8 hours straight, besides doing the live for an hour. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna have to pull off at a rest stop or somewhere, because I was trying to find like bed and breakfasts. I didn't even look into the Airbnb thing because, like, I'm just still not used to that. I ain't never paid for no Airbnb. The only time I ever booked a hotel was when I was, yeah, I mean, getting the smash on, you know, whatever. And, like, even then, I fucking regret it. Not going to talk about that much. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, what the hell I'm going to do? I can't find me a damn fucking hotel, Airbnb, a bed and breakfast. So I pull off at a rest stop. I'm thinking, all right, bet. I'm a dip off into this fucking rest stop, and I'm a just sleep. Like, I'm a let the AC run in my car for maybe. Well, AC was running in my car the whole way, and I'm like, all right, it's pretty cold in here, man. I'm good. So I get in the car. So I get into the rest stop. All right, my seat back. Stretch my legs out and all that. Whole nine. I'm laying down. I get down to my drawers, man. Because I usually sleep naked. But I get down to my drawers. I'm laying there. And I try to, like, get my eyes, you know, some shut-eye, man. Some rest. I'm laying down doing my thing to relax. I'm trying to lay left. I'm trying to lay right. I am such a priss when it comes. I'm not a priss. It's my body. Like, I will sleep on the floor, whether it's carpet or hardwood. I'll sleep on concrete. I'll sleep on dirt. So long as I can lay flat and have my neck propped up. With the car seat, it doesn't go fully flat. I was screwed, bro. I did not realize how screwed I was. And I had so much. I had my Home Depot bin in the back seat. I couldn't just pop that out. You know, put it in the front, because I had stuff in the front. I had a whole nother one in the front. And I'm realizing, I'm like, all right, this is going to be way more complicated than I bargained for as far as getting some shut-eye. Somehow, I finally managed to get to a point to where I can get comfortable enough that I doze off. Shit you not, less than an hour later, 30 minutes maybe at the least, I wake up, dripping in sweat, and I'm so damn uncomfortable. Neck hurts, whole nine. I had the windows cracked, and I'm like, yo, I'm like, how what the hell time is it? I look at my phone. I pulled up around like 4:30. My last text that I sent to somebody, That's Beach Bay's cat. That's Beach Bay's cat sneezing. You all right, baby? Psst, psst. You okay, mama? Anyway, so I'm fucked up. Like, it's four. I got there at 4:30. It's like 5 something in the morning. I'm like, yo, I tried to sleep. I guess I'm not meant to sleep. I'm in Virginia. Bet, how many miles away is the beach? Beach was like 8 miles away. OBX, Outer Banks or whatever. I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm going to try and get to the beach by sunrise. Sun was already, you know, rising. So I guess I wasn't really going to do that. But I got, you know, I'm already in the car. I throw my clothes on. I do a light stretch. I don't even have my first coffee yet because I had this like torch camper stove thing that plugs into like a butane John. And, I just was like, all right, I'm not even going to set this up yet. I'm going to see if I can go somewhere and get a coffee. So I'm driving to the thing. I'm driving to the beach. I see it. There's a Walmart. I dip into there, reload on ice. I'm trying to find like some meat that I could cook with this George Foreman grill, which turns out when I plugged it into my portable battery, John, the voltage was too high to actually like run off the portable battery thing I have. Like a $250, like big old John, crazy battery thing, and it didn't fucking support it. So I was like, I got this George Foreman grill for no damn reason. But anyway, so I grab a little something to eat. I grab some beef jerky. I ate all of that shit. But I'm driving. I'm like, all right, now I'm like what, 2 miles away from the beach. So I go. I find some free parking, and I get onto the beach as like the sun is just like really getting high. Like, it was already light out by the time I got to Walmart, but as I get there, the sun's up and it's still orangey. And I went to the beach and I had some dragon fruit with me, and I just sat there and ate it, and I just looked at the water, and it felt good, man. Cause like, the only time I'd ever really been to the ocean, like growing up, was until heading out to LA and stuff when I was older. Like, my times going to the Jersey Shore, I was like single digits. But when I was like 11 or 12, we went out to LA and we were there for a bit with Fred and them. And it was cool being at the beach there and all, but it was always with family. It was always with other people. This was my first time like being completely solo, not knowing where the hell I really am besides what the GPS is telling me, being in a new place, and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, holy shit, I did it. Like, this is day 2 of the journey, technically. I'm in Virginia Beach and I'm by myself, and I'm just here on the beach like 7 in the morning. 6 something in the morning. I'm just enjoying it. I didn't get to go in. No, I did go in the water. It was cold as hell and it was really strong. Like, it was weird because it's one of those beaches that like goes down and then it dips like kind of steep before you can get into the water. But I went in there and it was a good vibe. Like, it felt nice. It felt refreshing. It was very cold, but it was refreshing. You know, physically, emotionally, what have you. And I was chilling. I was like, all right, this is great, man. I'm going to get some videos done here before I head on the road. So I filmed some stuff there eating the fruit. And as I'm packing up to drive, realizing I didn't get any coffee, I stopped somewhere to get some coffee, like one of those damn gas stations. It wasn't good, but I just like, you know, gulped it down. And as I'm driving, I see this like huge sand mountain, like sand dunes, and these people are walking, and it looks like they're in the fucking Sahara, but like, you look behind you, there's like a hotel. I'm like, what the hell is this? And in my mind, I'm like, I need to film some stuff there. And not only that, I need to go just walking and just check it out. So I turn the GPS off and I turn down this road and I'm driving. And lo and behold, there's this little ducky parking lot. And there's like all these, this whole family, like there's like all these families with their cars parking up. And most of them aren't even going in the direction of the dunes. So I'm like, all right, what's up? And I look and there's a whole bay. I didn't even realize there's a bay beach, like where the water's way more calm, kid friendly and all that. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, that looks chill. I'm going to walk through these dunes, see what's up, film some videos, and eat some fruit and shit. And then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to take a dip into here. So I went and walked through the dunes, and it felt like I was in, like, Aladdin or some shit. Filmed some videos, had some fun. And then I go and hang out, and I take a dip in the bay. And it felt incredible. Hold on. Someone's calling me. Hold on. Ah, shit. All right, y'all. So look, change of plans. I know it's been a while since I updated the podcast, but I'm going to stop right here. I got to let somebody in, and I'm going to record the rest of episode 9, part 2 of episode 9, when they're out of the house, because a lot of it has to do with them. There's still a lot more for me to discuss with y'all. I love y'all so much. Thank you for being patient. I'll see y'all shortly with part 2 of arriving in Florida. Food for thought.